This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there, lots going on that you need to be part of, you need to understand, you need to even check out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, if you head up there, a couple of things you can do. Give me your email address, okay? Really that simple. I send out one email a week and let you know who might be on the show. Stuff that we're hawking or selling, as they say. And it just gives you more information about the show. You can take it, you can not take it, you can read it, you can not read it, whatever you want to do. Or if you're one of those people who just need to notice, you don't care about all the other crud, simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay. This story, I've been waiting to do this story for days because it makes me nuts. I would love to get a lib on to say, yeah, this is fine. This is a good thing. There's nothing wrong. It's just your old white self that's making this a big deal. And, you know, we've seen this stuff. It happens overseas or in another adjacent country, and then bang, all of a sudden it happens to us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We can't prove sex with children does harm them, says one psychobabblist. The evidence has emerged that the views of the pedophile information exchange, yes, there actually is one. I don't know if it gives you info. I'm not going to sign up for it, obviously, but I don't know if you're getting information on where you can have sex with kids or how to avoid getting caught having sex. I don't even know, and I don't want to know. So the Pedophile Information Exchange Influence Policy Making at the National Council for Civil Liberties, when it was run by former Labor Health Secretary Patricia Hewitt. Now, PI members were lobbying officials for the age of consent to be reduced and campaigning for pedophile love. Now, Xander Gibb, openly gay talk show host, Dr. Gina Loudon, and I and a few others were talking about how that whole mantra of you can't tell us who to love. And we bought that. All right? We bought that. You're right. You can't tell us who. But when it came to the same-sex marriage, that's what they were pushing. And we kept saying, where is the line? We can't tell you who. We can't tell you how many. We can't tell you what species. Well, we can't tell you what age. I mean, what is this? Where does this stop? And their view that children were not harmed by having sex with adults appears to have been adopted by those at the top of the civil liberties group. Today, we published. I'm going to publish extracts from a report from a company that actually looks. I think what it does is it spins the information so that these kind of things look normal and natural. Now, the report written for the Criminal Law Revision Committee in 1976, when Mrs. Hewitt was General Secretary, it says, where both parties are aged, ready for this, take notes, get ready to throw up, when both partners are aged 10 or over, but under 14, a consenting sexual act should not be an offense. At 10, I didn't even know how to aim it into the toilet, let alone what else it was used for. Why are we even entertaining that? At the age of consent, it's arbitrary. We propose an overlap of 2 years on either side of 14, 12, or 16. A child's sexual experiences willingly engaged in with an adult result in, no unidentifiable damage. Isn't that cool? The Criminal Law Commission should be prepared to accept the evidence from follow-up research on child victims, which show that there's little subsequent effect after a child has been molested. Not had consensual sex, but actually been molested. Now, these people are serious. They sleep at night, hopefully alone. And they keep speaking. They talk about this stuff like it's so normal. These are sick, sick people. I keep telling you that. The real need is a change in the attitude, which assumes, when you look at the cases of pedophilia resulting in lasting damage, because it doesn't. Well, how do they know that? Do they find kids that were molested at a very early age and see how they've adjusted at 30, 40, and 50? And are we sure they're telling the truth? The present legal penalties are too high, and they reinforce the misinformation and prejudice. Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. If you're a 40-year-old guy, and you've enticed or talked into or found a way to have my 12-year-old have sex with you, she's not going to be your problem. I'm going to be your problem. I'm going to be your problem big time. Mrs. Yu at 65 was general secretary between 74 and 83. After days of intense pressure, the former labor MP for the West finally admitted last week that the group was naive and wrong over its ties to PI. That's the Pedophilia Information Exchange. I mean, really? They shut down all kinds of websites. They shut down all kinds of informational pages. Shouldn't that one be shut down, too? She said, any suggestion that I supported or condoned the vile crimes of child abuse is completely unique. I mean, they go on. I'll post this up later on and put it out there. But they really take a hardcore stance that pedophilia is not a bad thing. It's a sexual orientation. And if a 12-year-old wants to have sex with a 40-year-old, so be it. Dan Pilla joins me, and he is the tax king. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I keep asking you, put a capital TRS in the subject line. Otherwise, you think it's somebody, you know, trying to solicit me or sell me something, whatever. If you put a capital TRS in the topic, then I know it's a listener, and, you're looking for me to bring somebody on. Okay, so we talk about this stuff on a regular basis. You guys are always asking me questions about taxes. I am the wrong guy to ask about taxes, okay? I mean, seriously, you got to go to specialists for this kind of stuff. And if you're one of those people, no matter what it is, you know, I told you this story the other night. I keep getting these for a couple of business entities I have at another address. I keep getting these letters from the IRS, and they used to scare the crud out of me. And then I started opening them, and for some odd reason, they keep changing my address on their own. And they're just telling me they're changing my address. But the fact that I was afraid to even look inside those envelopes tells you something about that wonderful government agency. But the guy that knows more than anybody else about this for three decades, Dan Pillow, has been the national leader in taxpayers' rights defense, IRS abuse prevention and cure, regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I've asked him to come on, put us at ease so you don't have to keep taking those meds you're taking every time you think about paying your taxes. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and you've been in this business for a long time. People, when you talk about the IRS or they think about dealing with the IRS or even opening up that letter, like I was saying, it is just devastating, almost like a bad horror movie, right? I mean, they fold themselves that way.
Yeah, people are very intimidated by the IRS. They're intimidated by the system. They're obviously intimidated by the agency's power. The IRS has more collection powers than any other creditor, certainly in this country, for sure. And people don't know how it works. People think the IRS can do anything it wants to do, and people think they have no rights or no powers when it comes to dealing with the IRS or fending off the agency, and none of that's true, but most people don't know it. In fact, a couple of years ago, the National Taxpayer Advocate did a survey on taxpayers' rights, and she asked a representative number of taxpayers, two simple questions. Number one, do you realize you have rights as a taxpayer? And number two, do you know anything about them? And fewer than 50% of the people answered, fewer than 50% of the people that answered said they had, that they didn't believe they had any rights. And of the folks that said they did think they have any rights, less than 25% of them could name, any particular right that they had when dealing with the IRS. So, the level of ignorance is profound, and that's why people end up getting run over. That's the reason.
Well, Dan, it's one of those places where even when you call the IRS, and, we've done this over the years from time to time, even the person on the other end of the phone who gets paid to be an IRS employee doesn't have all the answers for you. So how is, lowly Joe Messina going to try to move through their the IRS procedures or any of that stuff to get real answers, to get real help? Because if I make a mistake, it's on me, not the person on the other end of the phone. How do we get informed?
Well, that's very true, Joe. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to the underlying tax liability, the IRS is not bound by the advice it gives people. You can get penalties and interest canceled if you rely on erroneous IRS advice, but the taxpayer's got the burden of proof to show that they got the advice from the IRS in the first place. The short answer to your question when it comes to taxpayers' rights, that's why I've been writing books for over 40 years, to help people know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, and to make sure that people understand what they can do to stand up to the agency legitimately and properly and effectively.
Yeah, and people do have, the IRS has been painted as this big beast, and as you say, they make a statement, you have to follow that statement, you have no way to push back, you have no way to fight back, but that's not true. They are a regular agency. There are ways that you can I don't want to say get them to play ball with you, but play ball in a civil manner, correct?
But I think your first comment was correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you've got so many rights when you're dealing with the IRS, depending on the situation that you're in, whether it's an audit, an appeal, a collection situation, that you can get the IRS to play ball with you. There just isn't any question about it. But you have to know what those rights are and how to use them and when they apply and so forth. And that's again this level of ignorance that we've been talking about, that people just don't have the information they need to deal with this agency on an effective basis.
Right. Let's just go through some. Well, first of all, people hear your commercials, I'm sure, all the time, but they don't know anything about Dan Pillow. I mean, we hear companies come and go on a regular basis. You've been around for a while.
Sure.
How do I know you weren't a shoe salesman 3 weeks ago? Tell people about who you are and how long you've been at this.
Well, yeah, I've been at this for more than 40 years, and I got started in the late 1990s as a result of problems problems that my father had with the IRS. He had a small business in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Actually, I got started in the late 1970s, Joe, not 90s, 70s. Geez, I'm dating. I'm really dating. So anyway, he had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Got behind on his employees with holding taxes, and in 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors and auctioned his equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. Wow. And then in 1978, now we're talking about, the IRS turned their attention to our family home, and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability, and that's when I got started. I got started just strictly as a matter of desperation, trying to help my family solve that problem. And I remember I came home one day, and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table with an envelope in her hand from the IRS, and she hands me this letter, and she says, "What do you make of this?" And I read it, and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she says, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 19 years old at the time. But what I did do is I went over to the local law school, law library, just on the edge of downtown St. Paul. I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for. And I literally stumbled onto a section of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I start reading in that code section. And I didn't get six pages into it, Joe, and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize my parents' home. And so I did what any 19-year-old would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS. And I pasted together a Mickey Mouse lawsuit based on the information that I read in the law library over the course of a few days there, and I sued the IRS. And before too long, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a judge, and the IRS flew an attorney in from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. to have my case thrown out. And I stood in front of this judge, and I said, "Judge, this is about how polished I was at the time. I just said, Judge, you know, the statute says this, and then the IRS is trying to do something different, and, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with that." And I sat down. I mean, that's about all there was to it.
Wow.
And this attorney stood up, and he starts blathering things about court cases this and statutes that. When we come back from the break, I can finish up the story.
I don't have to do this show anymore. All my guests know what that means. We'll be back in a minute. Joe, listen to your house. Don't go far. You got to hear this. Dan Pillow joins me. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't get too far from the radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Navy sends two ships and personnel to assist after two attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. blaming Iran for the attacks. the tankers owned by Japan and Norway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out from the State Department. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said it is the assessment of the U.S. government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Mr. Pompeo also said this is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Write this down, but I don't want you to go there now. You go there after the show. TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Pillar is my guest tonight. He's for three decades, Dan has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights. Yeah, and listen, I can go through all this, but the biggest claim to fame for me right now, at 19 years old, he went up in front of a tax judge. God, this man has got guts. Dan, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you were telling me the story about how, you know, your family was having an issue with taxes, the family business was having an issue with taxes, and you went in front of a tax judge at 19 years old and basically said, hey, what they're doing is wrong.
I filed the lawsuit. As I said, I found myself in front of a federal court in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge, and I was trying to stop the IRS from taking that property, and so I make this little Mickey Mouse speech to the judge about the IRS, you know, ought to not be able to get away with this. And when I was finished, this Justice Department attorney stands up and he starts blathering to the judge about court cases this and statutes that, and I had no idea what this guy was talking about, and I'm not sure he did either, but I sure as heck didn't. But the thing is, when he was done, he went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. When he was done, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel, and I thought, well, this is easy. And so I was able to shut that seizure down. Now, here's the thing: in between the time that my dad lost his business in 1974, when he got in trouble with the IRS, actually a couple years before that, and the time that we were in that courthouse, 1978-79, now that happened, my dad got involved in the tax protester movement. I know you know who these people are, that they claim the taxes aren't constitutional and they're illegal and they don't apply to U.S. citizens. All of this stuff, you know. know, and you can plead the Fifth Amendment, just on and on with this stuff that doesn't work, right?
Right.
These people, what happens is people gravitate to these arguments when they're in trouble with the IRS and they're desperate and they see no other hope. And that's what happened to my dad. He got sucked into these things as some sort of a way to solve the problem. Well, in many cases, it just makes it worse, made it worse in my dad's case. Anyway, the point is, Joe, that the courtroom was packed that day with about 100 people. Most of them were my dad's tax protester buddies, all of whom had IRS problems. So by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, baby, I'm undefeated. Let's go here. And so it was an instant practice. I was immediately involved in the you know, the most egregious kinds of tax collection cases that there were at the time. And you know, I cut my teeth on these kinds of things, levies and seizures and you know, and these, you know, these serious audits. And this is where I learned how to deal with it. And I approached every single question exactly the same way that I approached my mother's case by accident. All right. But I stumbled onto a little formula that I used and I still use. And that is, I asked two questions. What is the IRS doing in this case? What does the law allow them to do? And I find that the answers to those two questions are different in 50% of the cases. That is, half the time the IRS is not following the rules, its own procedures, when they're trying to deal with people and trying to collect taxes. The IRS is cheating blind half the time.
Wow. But do you think that, okay, in all honesty now, do you think that some of the IRS employees, as I said earlier, on the other end of the phone, or even some of the auditors, just simply really don't know what they're doing? I mean, it'd take you 20 years to learn the IRS code, wouldn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's you know, roughly 85,000 coming up on 90,000 IRS employees, and I would say that most of those employees are not, you know, interacting with taxpayers directly,
right.
But obviously a good deal of them are. They're auditors, tax collectors, you know, phone people, and so on. A great number of support folks as well that never interact with the public. But the point is, most of those people are just trying to do their job. But right. The ones that are interacting with taxpayers, too many of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the law is, and they don't care. I mean, that's the other problem, is they don't care. And so this is why it's so important for people to understand what the law is and what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, because you can't ever count. And this is another point that the taxpayer advocate made in the study that I referred to before the break, you know, where I talked about all of her analysis of people's opinions about their rights. She also points out that the IRS very rarely explains taxpayers' rights to people, even though they're supposed to do it. The IRS has got a publication called Publication 1 that's supposed to tell you what your rights are. It's only 2 pages, Joe.
I know.
It's 2 8.5 by 11 pages. It's a joke. It's a farce. I mean, just for example, one of the most important rights you have as a citizen when dealing with the IRS is the right to challenge penalties. The IRS issues 35 to 40 million penalties against taxpayers every single year, and every single penalty provision of the tax code can be canceled if you can demonstrate that you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions, and you didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules. They don't say not one word about that right in Publication 1. Not a single word.
Yeah, I read that a couple of times. You're right. It's 2 pages. You know, you're often curious when you see things that come down from the IRS. You hop on their website. First of all, it's almost impossible to find anything on there. But when you do find stuff, like I said to you earlier, you start reading through this and you say to yourself, my God, I can't understand this terminology. I don't understand. You talked about double negatives. You might as well shoot me in the head at that point. It's over, you know, because I don't get it. All right.
Yeah, it's very difficult, which is frankly, you know, one of the reasons why my material has been so popular, never mind effective, but popular for so long, is because I write it in street terms, so to speak. I treat the reader as if they know nothing about the federal income tax laws. I take the reader from the bottom rung of the ladder, one step of the way, all the way up, and all the way through, without legalese, without the mumbo jumbo, so that you, with clear illustrations and examples, so you can see exactly how this stuff works.
Listen, people, get a pencil. If you're driving, don't reach for a pencil. Write this down now. 800-553-6458. That's 800-553-6458. Or go to taxhelponline.com. You can get Dan's book there. And there's a lot of information in the book. It's easy reading, I'm telling you. And again, I tell you all the time on the show, you got to get informed. You have to go to the experts, and you have to get informed. You cannot shoot from the hip. Dan, you were talking about those. It's funny. I've got a couple of my friends that are in that group that the IRS is illegal, and you shouldn't pay the taxes, and you shouldn't. He says, you know what? Then don't pay the taxes. I'll watch. I'll watch what happens. And when you're sitting in jail, you can scream, you're illegal, and I don't have to pay you. It doesn't work that way, you know? So,
No, it doesn't work that way. And here's the reality, Joe. The fact of the matter is, even those folks that take that stand that you know, just aren't going to pay their taxes or file their returns or whatever, the fact is most of them aren't going to end up in jail because you know, the IRS... When you're dealing with the IRS in a civil environment where it's a dollars and cents fight, right? They want to disallow this deduction or disallow that deduction or try to collect money from you. They say you owe. That's civil. There's no risk of going to jail in that situation. In the civil environment where the vast overwhelming majority of taxpayers will always function dealing with the IRS has no burden of proof. They never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. All right. And this is one of the struggles that people have is how do you meet the burden of proof? However, if they accuse you of a crime, then that's different. They have to prove the case, and they have to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you deliberately set out to evade the payment of your taxes, not just made a mistake, not just did something wrong, but you had the criminal intent of evading your taxes, and that's a pretty difficult burden of proof. And so there's you know, you got a better chance. You really have a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But here's what the reality is. If you don't file your tax returns and you don't pay your taxes, you don't report your income, the IRS can file a return for you. It's called a substitute for a return. And they do it all the time. And so if you don't file your tax returns, the IRS is going to look for your wage income, W-2s or 1099s. Well, what if you don't have any wage income? What if they're self-employed? Okay. Then what they use are Bureau of Labor Statistics, where they'll say, well, Joe Smith over here is a plumber, and plumbers in Minneapolis, they make $68,000 a year. So Joe Smith is a plumber in Minneapolis, so that's what he earned. And so they write that down on a tax return. They send you the bill. You owe the tax, and now they will collect it unless you can prove they're wrong.
Wow. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Having a great conversation with Dan Pilla on the other side of the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate your time when you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, along with the, you know, you guys, it's really simple. You can go ahead and put your email address in on the website, and we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what have you. But if you don't like the email thing, then do the texting. Text TRS. All right, for you people can't figure it out, that's the real side, right? So text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we'll send you a text message to let you know when the show's starting, the topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. And that way there you're going, oh, my God, did that start a half an hour ago? No, we sent it out about 5 minutes before, and we'll get you rolling. Dan Pilla joins me. He's for three decades, he's been the nation's leader in taxpayer rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. Jesus, I got to tell you something. The man started, this is something I'm never going to forget. He started at 19 years old. He got in front of a tax judge. That takes a very thick spine. Dan, thanks for being with me today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. And you were a print jockey before that. And Dad,
well, I was a kid working in his dad's print shop.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, it got seized in 1974. At that time, I was about, I suppose, 14, you know, 14 or so, right in there, 14, 15. It was either ninth grade or so is about when that happened. And you say, you know, thick skin to do this. Joe, listen, I didn't know what I was doing. This is the thing. I filed that lawsuit just following basically cookbook formulas that I found in the books in the law library. I didn't know that you could stop the IRS, that you couldn't stop it. You know, the prevailing attitude is you can't stop the IRS. They can do anything they want. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't stop the IRS. So I thought, well, of course I'm going to file this lawsuit. What could go wrong? And that's what I did, and I was able to stop them. It was my ignorance that pushed me ahead, not fearlessness. It was ignorance. But that doesn't have to drive the decisions that your listeners make. You're not making decisions out of ignorance now. You're making decisions from a position of power because now we know exactly what works and what doesn't work.
Dan, did your dad ever look at you and say, son, are you sure?
Actually, here's the other fascinating part of the story. After the IRS seized my dad's print shop, he went back inside. So they got the red seizure notices on the doors, and he thought, well, who do they think they are? They aren't going to stop me. So he went back inside and started, doing whatever it was he was doing in there, and they arrested him while he was in there. And they charged him with the federal crime of rescuing seized property, and that was several months after they locked it up, he went back inside. But he then eventually, three, four years later, went to trial on the charge. I was a senior in high school, actually, when they went through the trial of his allegation of rescuing seized property. Of course, he was convicted of that. It was a cinch conviction because they seized it and he was inside. So end of story there. He ended up doing 9.5 months in federal prison, and that's when they tried to seize the house. So when I got the injunction, Joe, my dad was actually in jail over all this.
Oh, wow. God bless you, man. Just amazing. All right, so let's the average Joe, pardon the term, right? So the average Joe taxpayer is out working every day. He has his payroll taxes taken out. He's just doing his thing, just trying to feed his family. I mean, how often does the average taxpayer get audited, and what triggers those audits?
Well, there's a couple of things that trigger audits. And first of all, the vast majority of audits that are done are of the average Joe. You know, it's not the high income earners necessarily.
Really?
The IRS targets people, Joe, where they think they can get the most money. And that's with folks who are ignorant and don't know what their rights are and don't know what the rules are. And so those are the folks that generally get run over. Listen, the high dollar people can afford the hotshot lawyers and accountants to put the IRS through their paces. So the IRS doesn't like to mess with those folks because they want to get the money. That's what it's all about. In fact, you take all 4 million words of the tax code, you can boil them down to just three: get the money. That's what they want to do. Now, as far as targeting folks for audit is concerned, there's a number of ways they do it, but the most common way is through a program called the Discriminant Income Function System. It's called the DIF program. And what this program does, a sophisticated computer program that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of that return is out of sync with the averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited, because the IRS believes, based on that analysis, that the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely it is that your return is wrong. All right, so about two-thirds of all the returns selected for audit are based on that DIF score. It's not a random selection. The IRS will tell you, well, it's random. We drew your name out of a hat. No, that's not what happens. Sometimes they do that, but it's rare. Two-thirds of every return selected is based on that DIF program. So the IRS knows going in that they believe something could be wrong. Of course, they don't know that until they see your records, or it turns out that you don't have any records. but that's what drives the selection process. The other third of the returns that are selected for audit are selected mostly on the basis of what they call compliance initiatives. A compliance initiative is a program that the IRS identifies as being an area highly susceptible to abuse. For example, small business people that don't show a profit in their business, the IRS has a compliance initiative pointed at them to audit them to take the position so that the IRS can take the position that the business is not a legitimate business, it's just a hobby, and so therefore people don't get their deductions because they're not business deductions, so therefore they can't claim their losses. That's one example. Another example of a compliance initiative is any offshore activity that shows up on a tax return. For the last 10 or 15 years, the IRS has been screwing itself into the ground to try to flush out all these people that put money offshore. Those are just two examples, but there's dozens of compliance initiatives, and they shift over the years. The IRS changes focus depending on what the patterns of behavior tend to be in various areas.
Okay, just in a real general format, is there stupid things that people do, again, at the regular average taxpayer level that sends up every flag the IRS has? What's one thing that they do that you just shouldn't do?
Well, look, in terms of filing the tax return, it's important to understand that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, Joe. The mistakes people make is thinking that they aren't going to be looked at by the IRS, and so they put stuff down on tax returns that they don't understand, or they use too many round numbers instead of putting actual numbers down on the return. For example, there are small businesses that might have $3,500 for advertising and $2,200 for their vehicle expenses and $1,700 for their rent. When you got all kinds of round numbers on the tax return, that obviously sends up a red flag. But the single most important thing that people need to understand is the taxpayer's got the burden of proof. Don't put anything on the tax return that you can't prove, because the IRS is going to say, we don't have to prove you did it wrong, you have to prove you did it right.
Wow. That is, and the rounding up, my wife is over here drilling holes in my head with her eyeballs. Because it was somebody, we were always, not just for taxes, but in other areas, when you're running through numbers, you just round them up, get them as close as you can.
But you can round up to the nearest dollar, and you should. You shouldn't put $1,752.13 as your deduction. You can round up or down to the nearest dollar, and that's certainly fine. And in fact, IRS instructions tell you to do that. But rounding up to the nearest 100 or the nearest 500, that just looks made up.
That doesn't work well, huh? All right, so we only got a couple of minutes left. So real quick, small businesses, and I do mean real quick. A lot of people do in California, they're called DBAs, doing business as Joe's Window Washing Service. Are you better off to do a small corporation, LLC, or stick with this, kind of a small business with a separate schedule?
Yeah, what we're talking about is a sole proprietorship, yep, versus a corporation like an S corporation or even an LLC, a limited liability company. For the vast majority of people, Joe, that are self-employed, single person out there, basically working on their own as their job, no employees, very little equipment, that kind of thing, those people are probably better served just keeping a sole proprietorship as opposed to a corporation or an LLC. And the simple reason for that is because the compliance environment for LLCs and corporations is for most people a nightmare, and I can't tell you how many small businesses I deal with week after week after week who cannot keep up with the compliance burdens that are required for corporations, LLCs, any entity really, a partnership, all the rest of that stuff. They have tremendous compliance burdens, and for most people it buries them.
All right, listen, we're up against it. I've had a good time, and the listeners are having a real good time because we're getting some good feedback. Tell people where to get your book, to take a deep breath and relax if they got an IRS letter. Get the book, get informed.
Yeah, the all all my books are available at my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There's no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is my national bestseller. It's helped tens of thousands of people to resolve tax collection problems they thought would never be solved. So if you're dealing with a levy, tax liens, a seizure, penalties, any of those kinds of things, the book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is going to help you. My other book, How to Wing Your Tax Audit, shows you step by step by step how to avoid an audit in the first place and how to deal with audit.
All right.
If you have one,
we're there.
So it's taxhelponline.com.
Joe Messina, your host, will give you all the information up on the website. Don't go far. You're going to miss the next hour if you leave. We'll be back.